Let's do a Google search. Somebody give me a Google search they want me to do. I don't know. What?
Cute puppies.
It's okay. I'm not gonna, I don't have Safe Search on here, so, you know, God knows what's going to turn up. All right. Okay. So now, what I want to show you is, you know, puppies, cute puppies, names of puppies, and more. You know, www.dailypuppy.com. It's amazing what this has generated. Okay, so you click here. I just make sure everybody understands this. So we are, this is the go to the daily. But I really am terrified whenever I do one of these that I haven't tried in class that I'm going to bring up a porn site by mistake. But happily, okay. So that's the one, right? See this thing? It says cached. Cached. Okay, so what happens when you click on the cached links? When you click on this link, you're going to dailypuppies.com website. It's probably not physically at dailypuppies.com. They've contracted to some web service provider to host their websites. But if you go to the cached copy, you're going to Google's copy of the dailypuppies.com website that it took to index. And so you're now going to like Mountain View, California, rather than Wisconsin or wherever Daily Puppies is. You're going to where Google is rather than where the original website is. So they just kept a copy and they will offer it to you if that's what you want to see. So if the Daily Puppy website happens to be down, you can see a backup copy. Or if you happen to want to see something that Daily Puppy just took down because they were embarrassed and you discover it, you can go to the Google cache, and for, you know, until the next time Google goes around and indexes the web, or it indexes that part of the web, you can still get to see it. Yes, sir?
How often does Google index it? Like, that was just this morning.
The answer is we don't know. That's one of their trade secrets. Certainly, the Daily Puppy, probably not every day. The New York Times, probably every day or even more often. So they probably, you know, they don't know, but my guess is they, at this point, are probably indexing the whole web every week or two. The figure I had in there, and it's probably accurate. So it's not, you know, constantly by any means. Takes a long time to actually do it. And the more often you do it, the more stress and strain you put on the web servers, right? Because the web servers have to keep responding to these requests from Google and others to ship the web pages out.